Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Last week, we talked about using pumpkins for assorted savory dishes. This week, I want to take the pumpkin pie as a point of departure and talk about some dessert ideas you can try at home. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, the first place to start is with the filling.
Yes, I think if people think of pumpkin, they think of baking pumpkin pie. And I think a good pumpkin pie is a pretty darn good thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I made a couple last year. With our Cinderella pumpkins, which is the pumpkin that I prefer and really recommend.
Yeah.
To make your pumpkin puree, just cut the gourd in half, top to bottom, scoop out the seeds and fibers, and brush the face of the pumpkin half with a little olive oil. Put them on a baking pan, skin side up, and pop them into an oven for about 50 minutes or so at 400 degrees. Take them out, let them cool, and then you can scrape the meat out very easily.
Yeah.
And you just put it in a food processor with some cream and eggs and some seasonings, and you blitz the heck out of it. And keep going until you have a nice, smooth, creamy puree. And actually, Jerry, this is pumpkin custard, in essence.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think you mentioned it last week when we were talking about these. If you just puree the pumpkin, you can't freeze that stuff. If you want to have it around for later use, it does freeze really well. And like you said, you can take it out and either make it into a savory or sweet dish. But yeah, once you're done with this, with the eggs and the cream and the pumpkin, it's definitely pumpkin custard.
Well, I did a little brainstorming with my niece, who is a young, promising cook, and we came up with a few variations on traditional pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. And I want to mention, these are all great ideas for kids. I think kids would get a real kick out of doing this. Now, the first idea was to blend a little coconut into the pumpkin filling, along with a sprinkling of butterscotch bits. Mm. I think it's surefire winner for kids.
Yeah.
Something a little more grown up would be to add some dried blueberries and crushed pecans into the filling. And here, my preference would be to rehydrate the berries a bit.
Yeah, I think you have to do that. I would definitely soak them in something.
Yeah, I wouldn't allow the cooking process to do the job.
Right.
Now, tarts, which are small little pies, are a great way to fool around with creative ideas. Several weeks ago, we talked about a pie crust called the pot sablé, which is a rich, crumbly, sweet crust that works exceptionally well for tarts.
Mm.
Also, for convenience, you can buy a whole bag full of tinfoil tart pans that you use once and then throw away. Whip up a big bowl of pumpkin puree and go through your cabinets for things that you can throw in. And here's a few ideas we came up with. Once again, great for kids. A simple idea is to make a pumpkin tart with blueberries thrown in. The flavors are quite compatible, and the soft little berries will just burst in your mouth. For something almost semi-savory, try adding crumbled bacon bits and blue cheese into the puree with a splash of maple syrup. I think all those earthy flavors will certainly work together. If you can find blackberries, put them in your pumpkin filling along with crushed hazelnuts. Mm-hmm. And this will give you sort of a Pacific Northwest flavor. Right? Don't you think so?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And if you're adept at making turnovers, you can also experiment with pumpkin puree and various jams and preserves. And apricot is one that comes to mind. It's not too crazy an idea. Well, all of these things would be fun to work with kids. And we're going to put them all these ideas on the website.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.